And we're back here, and we're back here with one of the Allegan County Commissioners, Jim Story. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Juke, and good morning to all your wonderful listeners in the WHTC listening area.
Did we get any snow in Allegan County?
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact. And actually, I was looking at one of the maps in the area publications, and it said that Ottawa County and North Allegan County got the most snow on the ground during this unusual in the last 20 years,
yeah,
Michigan winter. But for you and I, who have been Michigan residents for a long time, it's not that unusual.
Right, right. Well, I was thinking back to the time in the 1936 when we had to depend on the big Caterpillar tractors to get us out of the snow.
Probably took a while.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
They had to get the, I don't know how many Caterpillar tractors the county had at that time, but they wasn't a lot, I'm sure. And they had to get around all the roads, most of the side roads at least.
Right. Well, yesterday we had our first county commission meeting of 2014, and one of the people we asked to attend, and he gave us an excellent report, was Larry Brown. He's the principal head of the Allegan County Road Commission, and he told us that they have 37 runs. So that means 37 trucks,
yeah,
out plowing the, I think it's something like 1,800 miles of county primary roads. And they only had two incidents. Two trucks got tipped over, no injuries, thankfully. But they were working 14-hour days.
Yeah.
And they usually don't plow at night, but they did go into some darkness, particularly on the Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, just to make the roads passable. There are some areas they had to back off down in the southwest part of the county in Lower Manlius and Casco Township because the drifts were too high, and they had to come back and readdress them. So, but most of the roads are now open, and I think they're doing a lot of maintenance, moving back the snowbanks back. And so it's been a challenge. But I did ask Larry Brown, the county road director, in his 37 years of experience with the road commission, how this storm ranked with others.
Yeah.
And he said, the one in 1976, I guess, was the worst. I wasn't around for that one. But that this is the largest storm in the last 10 years. There was one in 2004, I guess, that was pretty substantial. So, and in addition, as long as we're talking about the storm, Juke.
Yeah.
In addition, we had our sheriff's patrols were out. They have been moving to out of the large rear-wheel drive sedans into four-wheel drive vehicles, and I think the storm emphasizes the reason why to do that, because the four-wheel drive vehicles allow them
right.
to be more helpful to motorists who are stranded. And they had something like 54 incidents on Monday and about 35 on Tuesday where they just had to help people get out of snowbanks and get moving. And if they have the vehicles to do that, then they can be of more help.
Indeed.
When we have emergencies like this. And then finally, one of the things the Sheriff's Department put out that I wanted to mention is that they were very grateful to the volunteer fire departments for their assistance as well throughout this storm, who came out and kind of blocked intersections and assisted them in assisting other people to keep traffic moving.
They kind of pulled together.
They were all hands on deck, and I have to say, I think that exemplifies the very best of our Allegan County workforce, and I think they worked very hard to get us back moving again. But I think it reminds us all that we do live in a very special part of the world.
Yes, we do.
We should enjoy the white stuff while we have it.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on. And you just had a meeting, so what took place?
Well, it was our first meeting, as I mentioned, of 2000.
Organizational meeting,
and we reelected our very good chair, Mark DeYoung from Door Township, as our chair. We also adopted a resolution urging the state legislature not to allow the state to delegate to the Federal Communications Commission the abandonment of landline telephone lines in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, that's under the jurisdiction, as I understand it, of the Public Service Commission. there is some movement with the growth of cellular phones and their growth in the state, across the country, across the world, to really allow landline telephone companies to move out of that business through working with the Federal Communications Commission. We have some concerns about that. We are a rural county.
That's right.
We do have urban areas, Helland and Allegan, et cetera. But, the geography is dominated by our excellent rural landscape. And in the rural areas, particularly rolling landscape like we have in Allegan County, you don't have uniform service with cell phones. And, and as the storm of these past week emphasized, you have the landlines tend to, well, they are. They're far more reliable in terms of weather in and weather out. And, we'd like to keep that decision, I guess, to sum it up, locally, more local. The Public Service Commission in Lansing has jurisdiction. And so we passed a resolution urging the legislature not to give that function over to the Federal Communications Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one resolution. We did announce that we will be having some public open houses for our new jail, which is 99% complete. We will be occupying it sometime this spring. Excuse me. When we're ready. We won't announce that date for obvious security reasons. But on March, one of the things your listeners may want to put down, and we'll be putting out some more printed information on this, is on Saturday, March 8th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we will be having public open houses. We will be announcing a website where more information will be on that within the next week or so. And anybody who lives in Allegan County or anybody within listening can come and see how we have converted a former furniture factory into a new and modern state-of-the-art county jail without raising taxes.
Pretty good, huh?
It's not a bad trick if you can pull it off.
It's about a miracle.
Yeah, it is about a miracle, but I don't take any credit for that, because all of that arrangement occurred before I went on the county commission, and we have an excellent administrative staff who figured out a way to use delinquent tax revenues to leverage money for bond payments over the long haul, so we were able to avoid that tax increase that at one time we were looking at.
Okay. Let's take time out here for a word, and I'll tell our folks out there if they have a question they'd like to ask the commissioner.
Heartfelt service that exceeds your expectations, not your budget. It's a promise we've kept for over 100 years.
We're here with Jim Story this morning, and if you have a question, you may call him, 395-1450. He is commissioner from Allegan County. What are you, the second in command now on the... County Board?
I was very surprised that one of my colleagues, Max Thiel, who represents the center part of the county around Allegan City, Allegan Township, and some of those adjacent townships there, moved to make me the vice chair, and obviously I was thrilled with that opportunity. I don't know what vice chair does much except check on the health of the chair. But
in case the chair isn't there, he's the person.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But it's a good board. I've enjoyed the work of the seven of us together, and I think we've made some great progress. In addition to bringing this new jail online, we have moved into kind of what I call the 21st century public budgeting, where we're looking at not 1 year's budget at a time, but several years, so that we can kind of plan for the future. We have also introduced a wellness plan for our employees, our 350-some employees that work for the county, for the citizens of the county. And the wellness program does two things, besides individual satisfaction, it improves morale, has been shown in other counties to do that, and also reduces the insurance costs that you have to pay for health care. As people, learn more about, how to take care of themselves, we can avoid some of the expensive costs and time away from work, so it makes the workforce more efficient. So we're moving in that direction. I think also we have a philosophy of kind of continuous improvement at the county level, and rarely does a county meeting come or go that phrase is not used. So we're always trying to look at ways to deliver all the services that the residents need and want with less costs and more efficiently, and that's part of the improvement. So to answer your question, I think we have a good team in place, and in 2014 we just want to continue to improve. One of the things, speaking of 2014, that just came out is, and I'll show it to you, Juke, can't show it to your listeners, but is the new Allegan County Visitor's Guide. It has a lot of information in it. One of the very interesting parts of it in the center of the guide is a recreation map and a county road map. It's just kind of a fold-out, very center.
Oh, yeah.
It shows all the county parks and all the city and other township facilities that are available, both for visitors and residents. It is totally free. You can get it either by calling our county offices. Also, a lot of the visitor and convention bureaus will have these in public places. So it just was released this week, and it's a very interesting compilation of things to do, including in the very back a calendar of events that are going on, and starts with this weekend with the snow sculpturing here in the city of Holland. And
oh, yes.
Then the next month we have the Gun Lake Winterfest in Wayland and so on. So there's things for people to
do. Looks like a nice color publication.
It is. And, I think it showcases all the many recreational and positive things that we have going on in Allegan County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 395-1450. If you have a question for Jim this morning, feel free to call us. Our line is open. I do believe we have a call right now. Good morning. You're on the line with Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Got a question about the Taft Road project up by M4089 Junction.
Right.
Looked like that was raised and repaved to the new surface, but only halfway.
What was the cross street again? M40? I didn't quite understand the cross street.
Taft Road, that section between 124th and was it the 125th then?
Oh, no, Taft Road. I think Taft, you're talking down about where M89 comes into M40 there? Is that what you're talking about?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that section of Taft Road is actually going to be abandoned from M40 to that crossroad because basically people don't use it much. Asked of the Heath Township Board whether they had any objection to abandoning that section, and they did not. So that's really going to be returned to nature.
It's just kind of funny. You abandon the road, but yet you raise it and resurface it for two houses.
Maybe we're talking about the wrong section. Maybe I think better rather than talking it on the air, I should get your phone number, and I'll give you a call after the program, and I'll follow up and report back at next month's session here with Juke, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I'd rather give it off the air if I can, though.
Yeah, sure, do that. Is that possible, Juke?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me check here. Yeah, you want to give me the number? I can't get it. I can't get it this way. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's not going to work. I'm sorry.
What's the business office number? I'll call them a minute.
392-3121.
All right. 392?
392-3121.
All right. I'll give them a call. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. We're at 395-1450 here. Talk to Tom if you'd like to give us a call this morning. And our line is open. We've been talking about the meeting that they had this week, and where the township was, or the county was organized. And any other organizational things that came up?
Well, yes, we are going to have a half a day retreat with the commissioners to kind of set a 5-year strategic plan coming up in the future. That'll be come later this month. We're going to decide some jail staffing issues. When you move, the old jail has about 35,000 square feet. The new jail will have about four times that amount.
Yeah.
There is some consensus that we can't use the existing staff for that. I mean, we'll use them, but we need more of them.
Yeah, more boots on the floor.
More boots on the floor, even though a lot of the modern devices that are built into the new structure would minimize the need for additional staff, but we're going to need to do that. So those are kind of some of the highlights of what's going on. We are continuing to work with our, I don't know if people are aware of this, but we really have two of our commissioners, former Chairman John Campbell and Commissioner Thiel are on the board of the Michigan Association of Counties, and actually Commissioner Campbell is the vice president and will probably be the president next year. So we, you know, we enjoy some leadership within the statewide organization
clout.
As well. Yes, some clout. Thank you. You know, some clout, and I think that also is to the benefit of our county, because we, when we have something to say, our voice is heard, and so they continue to do our work. One of the things, speaking of roads, that seems to be an emphasis is we will be taking up at our next meeting, which will be 2 weeks, I think it's the 23rd of January, a resolution urging the Michigan Department of Transportation and our state legislators to take a very deep look at that intersection of Interstate 196, Ford Freeway, and M40. You know, we had that very tragic accident last month where we lost Mr. Hoppe, a very popular teacher at Hamilton
Indeed.
High School, very strong contributor to the community. And that's the second one in 8 years where we lost the Bovies before it, Mr. Bovey and his two of his children, I think, before that. And I think it indicates that we, this summer, the Department of Transportation is going to be mobilized to work on that intersection. But I think it behooves us right now to make sure that they come up with a more long-term fix to provide a safe separation between the truck traffic, which is needed for economic and development and job development, and the passenger car traffic, which uses that for commuting. That whole M40, M89 corridor continues to be one that I think challenges all of us in state and local government to make it more efficient and safe.
Yeah.
And that death, I think, reminds us that we haven't finished the job there, and we're hoping that the Department of Transportation will step up. I mean, I know they're undergoing, they appeared before the Highland City Council because that intersection is within the city limits. They appeared before the Highland City Council last month and said that we are going to continue to work on it. But I think while we have the construction workforce mobilized during the coming construction season, this is the time to find a, even if it's more expensive than they wanted to do, something that makes it hopeful that we don't have the kind of accident that we had last month and 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So that is on our agenda, is to encourage the people who are responsible to get involved and make this a lasting solution.
We only have to give the trucks an opportunity to blend with the traffic somehow.
Well, that's right. And you know, we've got to realize, I mean, we think that the I-196 has always been there, but it's really, I think it's 60 years now.
Yeah.
Close to 60 years that it's been constructed. And at that time, you know, we didn't have the industrial activity
that was
nearby that intersection. And that has grown happily over the years because, of course, when you have that activity, it provides jobs. I mean, so we really have a road work that has been overcome by traffic increases, commuting, and the growth of truck traffic, which, as I mentioned, is essential, really, since so much of our goods move by truck. We have to have that truck traffic to keep our industries and economy moving, but at the same time, we have to do it in a manner that is allows passenger cars that move faster than trucks when they stop at truck stops to blend safely with them. And, you know, I'm confident we have the engineering talent in the state, both in our road commission and city street department, and, of course, with the Michigan Department of Transportation, which is responsible, to find a way to make that happen. And so I think it's a wake-up call that unfortunately took maybe another death for us to be focused on it. But we're not forgetting it, I guess is my point.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take some engineers to do it and figure out what the best route would be and how to do it.
Right. There are ways. And I have to say, I've brought this matter before. The commission district that I serve is not only the city of Highland, but is Fillmore Township, Overijssel Township, and Heath Township. And I have to say, when I brought this matter up before the township boards, when I meet with them, I got some very good suggestions from some of the trustees that I forwarded on.
Oh, good. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Say, I'd like to ask him, quite a few years back, some guys wanted to build a truck stop on the Blue Star Highway and the highway right there.
Yeah.
Why didn't people let them do that? And that would have alleviated a lot of traffic on M40 there. I know it's taking business away from another truck stop, but those guys really had a good plan for a truck stop right there. And those trucks could have, you know, got off there and then proceeded over on the highway and then got off on the interchange and then go to Hamilton, or they could have went a different way. But I think that was a mistake. They'd never let those people build that truck stop there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember that, Juke?
Oh, I do. Yes, indeed.
Over there by the Red Barn Theater. They
right,
wanted to
right.
Build it right in that area.
It was the, what was the flying, I forget the name of the truck stop, but it was one of the well-known truck stops.
It was the Union 76.
Yeah.
It was and that would have, you know, that would have took care of a lot of problems there on M40 with all those trucks by that truck stop. My
yeah.
goodness sake! But it was something to do with about the fuel or the fuel tanks or something. But
well, it would necessitate some fuel tanks, obviously.
Yeah, that's what it was. But boy, that was a big mistake. They never let that
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. I think I remember that situation, and I think the local township really didn't feel that
right.
it met its long-term
well,
plan
they didn't
there.
Want a, they didn't want a truck stop there, and there was actually, there was when I lived out there, there was a truck stop just down the road a little ways, so and a very busy one, too, because I passed through the trucks every morning.
So, really?
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the line with our guest.
Yeah, that was the Flying J that was trying to get in there.
The Flying J. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was trying to think of the number, but yes, there was a truck stop up there just up the hill from the Red Barn Theater.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Way it back is. When.
Way back when.
Yeah.
Was there a fuel station further down Blue Star at the...
Yes, there was one on right on the curve.
Yeah, right. Further south, right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but I don't know if they had all the facilities that they have maybe necessitate today, I would say. So.
Right. Well, we are a transportation state.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and I don't know if you or your other listeners pay attention to it, but next week is the Detroit International Auto Show.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, certainly we have a number of auto suppliers in our area that provide jobs and
right.
who's goods will be showcased at that event, but I think it's one of the themes coming out of that event is the resurgence of the United States automobile manufacturing industry and how well they are doing. Ford, I guess, is going to again have the leadership role for the number of cars sold in North America.
So. Yeah,
looks like it. GM is transferring to some new leadership, and I think all of that emphasizes, you know, that we have a big stake here in Michigan for jobs and economic development with promoting our transportation industry, and so it's important that we find a way to meld that with the day-to-day life of
and there's
people.
A lot of other manufacturers that are all feeding into that.
Well, exactly.
That are local. Very important. Very
right.
important.
And our agricultural industry. Depends on truck traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, I think people overlook that. I mean, that's how they primarily get goods to market.
That's very true.
It's
very
the true. Trucks. It's large trucks. And so we got to make a way for them to work together.
Jim, it looks like we're out of time. I thank you very much for being here today and talking about things going on in Allegan County.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you. And I neglected to start out by saying to wish you and all of your listeners a very happy new year and hope for that you have a blessed and a prosperous